time to throw out three more stories as far as the No Sweat News.
No Sweat News quiz on Friday. Tool tickets on the line. That's all you need to know.
And like Davey said, man, it's been a short week. You can always study up at WRAT.com in the podcast section.
That's right.
All right. This story we did a couple of weeks ago.
Oh.
And now it's making its way to the No Sweat News. Oh. What am I talking about? That shortage on Popeye's chicken sandwiches?
Oh, yeah. Crisis.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, in case you haven't heard, Popeye's announced last week that their new chicken sandwiches were so popular that they actually ran out. Stores will sell what they've got and won't get reinforcements until they're available.
Reinforcements.
Right.
This is World War II. Patton needs to get...
We need those chicken sandwiches. Well, a group of two men and three women in Houston, Texas, apparently hadn't heard that news. And they went through a Popeye's drive-thru on Monday night to order the sandwiches.
Yeah.
Well, the staff said they were sold out. The five people got out of the car and tried to storm the Popeye's.
Okay, people, get under control here. It's a chicken sandwich.
They went nuts for it.
I know, but still.
A manager quickly locked the front door, so one of the guys pulled a gun out and tried to get a sandwich.
Okay, you are way into chicken if you're going to this extent.
Holy cow.
Just chill out. Well, there are other chicken stores.
The manager told them that they really didn't have any, so the group took off. Now the cops are trying to track down the guy who pulled the gun out on felony aggravated assault charges.
Yeah. Calm down.
It's just the chicken sandwich.
I tell you what, I like a nice spicy chicken sandwich from Wendy's.
You can go there as well. I mean,
I'm just saying.
Other places have chicken sandwiches.
I mean, some of these folks... Has anyone raised the possibility that this is just a smart marketing ploy by Popeyes? Basically, they're patting their own back, saying, "Oh, our chicken sandwiches are so popular, we've run out." Yeah, this seems very much like a old school Crazy Eddie. You know, everything must go. We're getting sold out.
I think you're right there, buddy. You might be onto something there.
Thank you, Gotsy.
And second story here, we take things to Dateline Canada, where a 35-year-old guy in Ontario. Was in court last week, and this was as part of his sentence for drunk driving. A judge banned him from driving for one whole year.
All right.
Well, right after he got sentenced for that, within 5 minutes, the guy violated the ban by driving away from the courthouse. A cop saw this whole thing go down and arrested him immediately. His car was impounded, and guess what?
What?
He's going to be back in court later this month.
Okay. Not the best idea. You might have wanted to at least park the car a few blocks away.
You would think.
You know?
Use the head.
Come on.
Come on there, party. Unbelievable. And lastly here, Dateline Tennessee.
Tennessee! I was just there.
Yeah, you might know this guy then. There's a realtor in Nashville who recently uploaded 31 photos of a home to a new listing, right?
Yes.
But apparently, he accidentally uploaded one photo too many.
Oh.
Because someone noticed that the 32nd photo wasn't of the house that he was showing.
Right.
It was a photo of the realtor, Miguel Calvo, receiving a sexual favor from a much younger woman.
Oh, boy.
And before anyone caught it, the listing was published on a bunch of different websites all over the internet with that photo included.
Oh, my Lord.
When an independent newspaper, they're called The Scoop Nashville, contacted Miguel, he admitted that it was him in the photo, but he wouldn't say who the woman was, and he threatened to sue the paper if they covered the story. They covered it anyway. The listing was quickly pulled down, and now is relisting with a different agent. Yeah, that boy, Miguel.
You gotta be careful with the photographs.
You do.
There's basically these days... Only one way, or there's two ways you get in trouble. Your own cell phone or social media.
See, my question here is, was he getting his groove on in the house that he was trying to sell?
Yeah, I think so.
That would be good.
I almost feel like that was implied. I know what you're saying. Yeah, no, this guy was all over the place.
That's crazy.
This guy was a party waiting to happen.
There you go. As far as Wednesday's No Sweat News is considered, like I said, WRT.com, if you miss any of them, has your answer right there in the podcast section.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.